This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach.
Back on What's On Your Mind for another hour. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Glad to have you along. Telephone number to join the conversation, 800-228-0550. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. Or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, riding shotgun. And our super producer, Chris Larson, of course.
We got a text that says, Viking fans are the most obnoxious fans in the NFL. Please stop. It's one game.
Well,
now, come on. I think Philadelphia could beat us on the obnoxious fan meter. Just saying.
I also think after
Giants fans or Dallas fans.
It's a game like that. You do to boast a little bit against your conference rival.
Come on, no.
Season opener.
Game, but it was a win.
Yeah. It was a nice win. It was a dominating win. Mike has a question. We're going to talk about a new film in North Dakota here in a moment, but let's get Mike in here. Mike, what's on your mind?
The issues that we're having are going to be magnified if they cheat in this election. I think our last election was so corrupt, and I don't know if there's enough. I'm very nervous about having it straightened out, and I don't see a lot of pushback from our federal government on those election fraud from last time.
You're not alone.
But I don't want the federal government meddling in elections.
I'm talking about this pushing back to get the and I agree with that. But they're going to, and they take the House and the Senate by cheating. They're gonna federalize it right before our eyes. And we're done. We're done as a nation.
They want to. You're 100% right. They want to. They've tried this. They've not been able to ram it through. But that's another Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden quest. There's no doubt about that. So we're right to watch. I take some comfort, Mike, in the fact that a lot of the cheating in the last election was things like unmanned drop boxes, just sending ballots out, all in the name of COVID, right? All in the name of emergency powers by various states.
And, Mike, there has been a lot of pushback in a lot of those states, a lot of those counties. Thanks a lot to Mike Lindell for that, for exposing a lot. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, to what level they will or won't, and all eyes are on it now, that's for sure.
But you're right to worry about it.
You are right.
There's no doubt about it. And I think the best way to fix it is to have eyes on the ground in every place. Be a poll worker. Take part of this. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Is Dan on the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Daniel, if you look at the credits of the film.
Okay. Well, we want to do that right. Yeah. Daniel Bilinski. Is that how you say last name, Dan?
Bilinski, yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Well, doing good. Dan is a program chair of dramatic arts at the University of Mary, and now he's a filmmaker as well. And this is a North Dakota film that will be debuting later this month. We have actually A little hard to see it on the radio, but we have a little bit of the trailer. You can get an idea of the...
Weston. This world is a kingdom of pain and suffering. There is no greater purpose that we take what we want, when we want, and how do we pay? In blood.
Ooh, it looks good. That looks good. That's my kind of film.
A little Yellowstone-ish?
Yeah, like the prequel, like 1883, old Western. Yeah, looks good, man.
So, Daniel, tell us a little bit about your movie.
Sure. It's a Western that we filmed in the North Dakota Badlands in May of 2021. And it's a period Western. So it's set in, it's set in 1890 North Dakota. And it's about an outlaw who's betrayed by his gang and left for dead in the Badlands. And he's picked up by this Benedictine nun who's traveling through the Badlands to a church in Williston. And she nurses him back to health in exchange for him guiding her through the Badlands. And along the way, they got to fight off the bad guys and brave many dangers together. And this unexpected friendship grows between them. So it's meant to be an exciting kind of old school Western film. But it's also this beautiful friendship story between an outlaw and a nun.
Is there any fact to it at all, Daniel? Is there, who wrote it? And how did the story come
about? So I wrote the original story. It's historical fiction. It's based on a, based in real time and place, but the characters themselves are fictitious. I wrote the original script, but then our director, Nick Swedland, he's out of Minneapolis, he did rewrites on it and improved it.
How long does it take to make a movie like this?
We shot it for 3 weeks, just south of Medora.
Really? Wow, that seems pretty quick.
And so 3 weeks of actual filming, but then all the editing and all the other stuff. What goes into making a movie?
Yeah, well, I mean, massive amounts. It's like building a building or planning a wedding, both at the same time. it was years of prep for this one in particular, from the financing to the all the logistical preparation. And then we've been editing for the past, since May of 2021, and the film is just being finished now. In preparation for the release. But there's so many, there's hundreds of people who have contributed to the making of this movie, and we have a lot of North Dakota supporters, but then there's been folks, we brought in industry folks from around the country as well to be in front of the camera or behind the camera or behind the scenes now in the editing process. So there's a whole lot of people who go into the making of it.
And when you make a movie... today, is the goal, Netflix, some streaming service? Is it theaters?
Wide release.
Limited release. What are you striving for? What's the ultimate goal?
All of the above?
All of the above, at least for us. Most independent filmmakers are going for the Netflix pickup deal, but we're having a kind of unique theatrical release around the state of North Dakota. We're going to be in theaters in just about every city around North Dakota, and we're creating them these red carpet premieres. So cast and crew will be present, and there'll be merchandise from the film available, and behind the scenes look at what it took to make the film here. Because this is, my company we released a film called A Heart Like Water this past winter, and we got another film coming out in the spring called End of the Rope, and then a whole lot of films just in the pipeline now. So we want people to get a glimpse that this is really just the beginning.
You do a film like this, Daniel. You do cast a lot locally, or how did that process go?
Yeah, it was a priority to use as much local talent as we could, both in front of the camera and behind the camera. So we had a lot of North Dakotans riding as background outlaws or being outlaws or being nuns. Some of my students from the University of Mary got little cameo parts. But we also wanted to keep the bar very high in terms of its professionalism so that it stands up as a professional movie. And so we did bring, for our lead actors and for some of the really key crew positions, we brought them in from bigger markets.
The movie is going to premiere in Bismarck at the Grand 22 Theater on Friday, September 30th, and then Saturday, October 1st. 6 and 8:30 p.m. The website is sanctifiedfilm.com. Sanctifiedfilm.com. Sounds like a fascinating story.
Love the title.
Yeah,
Sanctified.
Yeah, and I just love that it's set in the North Dakota Badlands.
Yep.
Anything else you want to tell us, Dan, before we let you go?
No, it all sounds great. Hope people can make it.
Sanctifiedfilm.com. We're rooting for North Dakota made movies, that's for sure.
And if you go on there, right on the homepage, there's the trailer is on there, and you can see the premiere schedule in North Dakota. It starts September 30th in Bismarck, runs through all of October, all across. October 14th in Fargo, going to be Bismarck on the 1st. So, yeah, so there's a schedule right there. So.
And hopefully on big screens for months to come, right,
yeah,
Daniel?
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, nothing like going to the theater for a movie.
Yeah, congratulations, man. That's no easy task, and it's just a great accomplishment. I can't wait to see it.
Thanks, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you. Yep.
Daniel Belinsky from the University of Mary. He's program chair there and a producer.
And writer.
And writer for a North Dakota film.
Sanctified.
Love it. And the trailer's great.
Yeah, it looks great.
Check it out.
Really does.
Sanctifiedfilm.com. More of your calls coming up.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else but not for me.
Wait for it, wait for it.
And I saw her face.
Yeah.
Now I'm a believer.
What's the monkey's anniversary again today?
1966, premiere of the TV show. Yeah. It's also the birthday of Lassie premiering and Taxi. Those three shows. This is a time of year when you have the anniversary of all the great TV shows that premiered in the fall, you know.
So I was born in 64.
Mm-hmm.
This show debuted in 66, you said?
Yep.
It must have lived for a long time because I remember watching it.
Oh, yeah. We all watched it in reruns. Same with Gilligan's Island, Flintstones, and all that. I watched them all in reruns, but yeah.
Into the 70s,
yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Brady Bunch, all of them, even in reruns.
But the Brady Bunch was a 70s show, no?
That was, yeah. That's true. But into the 80s, sure kept going.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They'll be at Big Iron tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. So if you're coming in to kick some tires on some big-time farm equipment, you might want to also stop by the tent that they'll have outside the Morton Building. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They'll have saunas. And if you tell them Scott sent you by, you save the big money. So they're doing the big discounts for anybody that says, hey, Hannon sent me over here. Remember that. Every day made better. Below the water, above the water, beyond the water. That's what their promise is from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Saunas, 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet. If you can't be at Big Iron, you can see them in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Just tell them Scott sent you. Wayne in Watertown, South Dakota, waiting to weigh in at 701-258-0550. What's on your mind, Wayne? Let's see here. Oh, Wayne, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear
me? Yep. I can hear you now. Yep.
First thing, there's two things. Last night I saw on Facebook that our president signed into law something to do with electronic currency. Have you heard anything about that? That he snuck some kind of law into effect recently about having electronic tokens instead of cash.
Only thing I know, and I don't think this is new, is something that was signed, and it was an executive order, to come up with some ground rules, so to speak, for digital currency. And, you know, trying to determine the how much regulatory involvement there would be and whatnot. Now, I've seen people that have found things in there that they're concerned about, don't know a lot of details, but I think that's what you're talking about.
Well, and the gentleman that was talking about it, I never saved it. I didn't realize I could save the story, but I forgot to do that. But the gentleman, he commented on that they could be able to turn on and off your currency. And I thought, uh-oh.
Yeah. How would that be different? We lost you there in Watertown. Sorry about that.
There's a number of articles about it that were written about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was looking into studying the digital dollar all the way down to crypto executive order is announced a whole government approach to regulating digital assets.
Yeah, sort of starting the conversation.
Yeah. Well, she's right, though. Go down that pathway, boy.
Yeah, no, exactly right.
Well, we just canceled all your money.
Now,
it's like we just shut off your electric car.
To the point where, and Wayne is back here, I guess. Wayne, are you there?
Yeah, now I'm back.
Yeah, we lost you there for a second.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. So anyway, it is, let me tell you how they're billing it. As a start of a conversation on how to regulate this, how to have some rules to the road, if you will. But that doesn't mean you ought not scrutinize the details for sure. I also think, as far as you know, your money being able to shut on, shut off, how's that different now? Right? I mean, a bank could do that now.
Yeah, true enough.
And the government can as well. So I don't see anything different there. But anything else on your mind?
I am driving down a highway right now, and I drive a lot, and I see all these farm buildings, these Quonsets, and these large machine sheds. And I'm going, if we want to subsidize all these electrical cars, why not subsidize the farmer into putting up solar panels on all of these, even homes? All these farms are using a lot of electricity. Why not put onto their building and make these farms more energy efficient and work out good for both the farmer and the country overall.
You lost me at subsidy.
Well, subsidizing putting up the solar panels, because most of the time right now, I don't believe you can put up solar panels and make it efficient for your end result, unless you've got 20 or 25 years for the payback, the way I understand it, 20 to 25 years. But how much are they subsidizing the electrical vehicles and all the charging stations? How much is that being subsidized in that market?
Oh, they're subsidizing plenty of solar, too, in Minnesota, I can tell you.
Too much.
No doubt. Oh, yeah, all you want.
Too much on all fronts.
Yeah, enough. We don't. With what money are we going to subsidize any of this anymore?
Pixie dust and unicorns, you know, unfortunately. Appreciate the call, though, Wayne. The listener says by text here, Brady Bunch. How did one guy working pay for a big house, a wife at home, feed six kids, pay for a maid and vacation all over the place? Fantasy land. He was a big-time architect.
He was an architect, yeah. Mike Brady, you bet.
Yeah, exactly. Keith, and I've seen the Brady Bunch house,
something, yeah.
By the way.
You have?
Yes.
It's in Thousand Oaks or something, isn't it?
Well, it's on a movie lot, actually, at Universal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's just the facade. It's just the front of it.
Oh, okay.
Everything else was in some studio.
I thought it was a real house. All right.
Keith in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Lay it on us, Keith.
Hey, I just called to comment on the electric car fiasco. You know, everybody's making the argument, those conservatives, that people, average folks, can't afford an electric car. But they miss the bigger point. They lose half their argument. I don't know a working family in North Dakota that doesn't need two very expensive electric cars. Seems a shame that Fox and all those folks that are kind of making a case against the electric car thing have missed half of their argument in terms of the cost to the average family.
Double it, you're saying, Keith.
Yeah.
Double it. Yep. I don't know a working family that doesn't need two cars.
And around here, a truck, more likely being one of them.
And one of them would be a truck in North
Dakota. Sorry, that's where we live. Yeah.
Anyway, that's my point. I'm kind of more than anything disappointed that the people like at Fox News have missed that point entirely.
Yeah, there you go. You didn't miss it.
No.
How dare you?
Nor did our listeners. According to you, Keith, thank you for the call very much. Appreciate it. Short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Last reminder here over the next couple of days that your last chance to see Candace Owens in Bismarck, North Dakota on Thursday is right now. Go to freedommattersusa.com for all the ticket information. Still some VIP opportunities available as well. But they're going fast. FreedomMattersUSA.com for Candace Owens Thursday in Bismarck. More after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Cedar Creek Fire, a wildfire raging south of Portland, Oregon, grew to nearly 86,000 acres on Sunday, threatening 2,200 homes and hundreds of commercial structures. Country music star John Michael Montgomery suffered cuts and broken ribs when his tour bus crashed early Saturday. Montgomery told fans on Facebook he's doing well, but will not be on the road for a while. Montgomery and two other men were injured in the crash in Tennessee near the Kentucky border. 9/11 remembrance events took place all across America Sunday. Down in Palm Harbor, Florida, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was at the Curlew Hills Memory Gardens.
They say never forget, but memories fade, and as time passes, it's easy to get lost in all these other things that we have going on in our daily lives.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
For lunch today, PetroServe USA, Cafe USA locations, where there's home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. How about meatloaf for scalloped potatoes and ham? Your choices in Valley City, exit 292. Chicken gravy, mashed potatoes, or mac and beef. The West Main Avenue, West Fargo location, mac and beef at 12th and I-29. Chip beef in Glendon. Yulin has orange chicken, Salisbury steak on 45th today. And remember, any fresh baked muffin is only 99 cents. Right there. PetroServe USA. All right. Now we are going to tackle an important topic on what's on your mind today on our Better Business Roundtable. Welcome back to the panelists here. A lot of payroll behind the microphones today to sort through a topic that every business right now needs to worry about, and that is worker retention. We all know the cost, the time, and the effort it takes to recruit somebody new. The better you are at worker retention, the better you save yourself that hassle. So our experts here help businesses sort through all the challenges they face owning, managing a company. Tom McDougall is here from High Point Networks, Chad Flanagan with Ide Bailey, Dan Stoller from Starion Bank, and Tyler Leverington with Onsted Twitchell. We got the all-stars here today. Good morning, members of the roundtable. How are we?
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Seth. Wonderful.
Glad to have you here. I can't think of a more important topic right now for most businesses, and that is retaining their people. And we're going to talk a little bit about how training and personnel development can help your retention efforts today. First of all, the pain point is really finding people, right? So try and do that these days. The cost of that is extraordinary. And even if you can find them. So let me just run through from each of you just on the importance of worker retention because of the labor market we're facing right now. Tom, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, our industry obviously is very short-staffed the way it is, especially when you're looking at the cyber crime or cyber security side of things, where there's a lot of places that are ramping up trying to produce new people to get into the field, but it's a little bit behind. So we do a lot of work up front to make sure that we're bringing the right people on, because on top of the cost of finding people, its turnover is a super high cost, so we'd prefer to prevent that early.
The work up front, we're going to come back to that. Chad, talk a little bit about this from a standpoint of you know, the cost and the turnover and, you know, the clients that you consulted, Ide Bailey, what kind of conversations are you having about how important it is to retain your workers?
Yeah, such an important question. We do a lot of our recruiting on campuses, and so I think that's a little bit unique. And of course, they're asking really good questions. They've got a lot of options in front of them. So they're asking about culture and training and development, advancement opportunities, challenges, those kind of things. So I think it's important to make sure that you're putting personnel development at the front of your goals as an organization. Make sure you're giving your people an opportunity to improve business acumen, improve soft skills, all those type of things, because they're looking for that, and that's going to help with recruiting and certainly retention.
Can you put a price tag on it?
Yeah, there's that saying, what if we develop our people and we put all this cost into it and they leave, and then there's the other side of what if you don't and they stay, right? So it's that saying. So it's just this necessary component to make sure you invest in training and development, because it's not cheap. It takes time. There's opportunity cost there, but it is certainly investment for the future.
Tom talked about the turnover cost. I mean, it's hard to put a price tag on that, too.
Yeah.
How much time, what is your time worth? To recruit people to fill positions and whatnot. I mean, you really need to think about the cost of losing people, don't you?
You feel like you start over, right? You lose that important person that was up and running, productive, efficient, and now you're starting over and developing somebody new, and hopefully you have a large enough team that you can absorb some of that. But I know for small business, it's a game changer when they do lose somebody.
Tyler, talk about the turnover cost, but also the importance of training and development and the retention of the good folks.
Yeah, I think these topics really do flow together in terms of retention and finding people, and we're talking today about how hard both of those things are right now. But one thing that I've seen people have a lot of success with is if you can create a place where people want to work and people want to be, is then tapping into your people and saying, hey, we've got this position. Who do you want to work with? Who do you know that would be great for this position that's going to carry their weight? Because people are going to recommend people that hopefully they're going to want to work with and contribute and can cut down on some of the costs and some of the headache of, holy cow, we just can't find people in this market.
So use your current employees, but you got to have a place they love working at to really have them be sort of the evangelist for your company, right?
Yeah, if they're miserable showing up every day, they're probably not going to go to their friends and their network and say, hey, you come be miserable too.
What's that look like, a place people want to work at? What does that mean?
Yeah, I think it's a place where people have meaning and fulfillment either in the work they do or the people that they work with. And I think it's creating a culture where, and this can go so many different directions, but creating a culture where there is communication, where people feel heard and people feel valued.
I want to come back to that because it's a term that's tossed around a lot, on the culture of a company and what exactly that means. Different things to different people, but certainly you need to have one. And it can't just be a slogan on the wall. It has to be something people feel. Dan, what's your take on this?
Scott, I think it starts a lot in the interview process. In today's environment, there's such a path for both employees and employers to get together. And right now, so much of the time, the employees are interviewing the employer, and the employer's happy to have somebody in front of them that might want the job. But, we spend a lot of time on the front end making sure that the employee understands the job description, a very well-written job description, a very a detailed description of what's going to happen day to day. And then we ask, does this align with your career goals? We want to be as honest and upfront as possible on the front end so that employee doesn't come in, very similar to a customer comes in and says, this isn't what I expected. We want the employee to come in on day one and say, this is exactly what I expected. We went through the description. I'm on board doing the job, and here's my career goals, my aspirations. If you start there, I think you have a better chance of long-term retention with that employee. So that's number one, setting the realistic expectations and giving yourself options. Sometimes we just get that body in front of us. We say, hey, we need somebody. We got somebody in front of us. Let's hire them. But spending a little bit more time on the front end, I think, saves employers a great deal of time and money down the road.
Thomas, what you're talking about in doing the work up front, right? What are some other examples of that?
We spent a crazy amount of time. Years ago, if you would have told me we'd have done this, I'd have told you were dreaming. But we spent an amazing amount of time and money up front, two, three, 4 years ago, building, the technical term is called an onboarding platform. But building a platform where people that do come into the company new can sit down and learn who are the people, what is it we do, how do we operate, what happens if something goes wrong, who do we go to, all of those different things. how do we run our systems? And then we spend an amazing amount of money on systems that were consistent across the company so that everybody's on the same page. And honestly, Scott, when we go through our interviewing process, for starters, the people who know who we are know what to expect. The people who don't know who we are have this expectation of, you know, these guys are just blowing smoke and mirrors. We'll see how the first few days go. Our goal when we bring somebody new on is to absolutely exceed their expectations. We've literally had people come to my office and say, okay, how long does this charade last?
Charade meaning the...
meaning it can't possibly be this good. and we always chuckle because that is our goal. We want to exceed expectations with our customers. We all talk about that, but we want to exceed expectations with our team as well.
What is an onboarding platform? Describe that.
Man, we've got a platform where people can log into. So there's a series of a whole bunch of different videos that we've made that are by the different people on our teams, you know, myself, our sales teams, our engineering teams, all these different people have done videos talking specifically about what they do and how their unit functions, so everybody can learn about that. There's videos to learn about how our systems work, how our if you're on a sales team, you know, what's your expectations, how do I do this, how do I take a lead to a potential client, to a client, you know, all those different things that have to go on the inside. Talk to me about how do we do vacation? How do we do time off? What if my kid's sick? Those different things, they're all covered. So in about a 2-week time frame, we can take somebody from no idea what to do to being very comfortable, maybe not doing it, but knowing where to go find the resource to figure out how to do it.
And that's a heck of an investment.
It's a huge investment, but it has paid massive dividends
over and over and over again. Back a little bit on the retention side. How about career advancement opportunities, Chad? You know, within your team, when a position comes open, having that right person ready to go to fill that spot. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think that is important in today's workforce. If you talk to the employees, they're looking for opportunities for advancement. They're looking to have ownership of certain teams, processes, markets, services, and certainly with a lot of businesses in the valley growing, I think that does present a lot of opportunity. So you do have this investment from the top, like Tom is saying, get them in, get them going on an onboarding platform. So much of the training is on the job training, but you know, just making sure those that are looking for advancement see those opportunities, and you're doing your part as management to foster that, whether it's formal education or whether it's just having those informal conversations to give them motivation and guidance to reach the next level.
About a minute left. I want to get each of you for 30 seconds in here. Tyler and Dan, go ahead and add anything you want to then.
Yeah, you know, I think a big thing is giving people opportunities. So that's even if maybe the new position isn't open yet or the whatever someone may have an opportunity to move to isn't today, start giving them little chunks of projects. Start giving them opportunities to prove that, hey, this is something I'm interested in, and when the day comes, I'm the right person for it.
How important is that to retaining your current workforce, Dan?
Very important. You know, one thing, never assume you know what somebody wants out of their career. Sit down and ask the question. Go through a career mapping process with them, because starting down the wrong path with somebody can be a major deterrent for their long-term employment. So have a career path, never assume. The other thing is empower people. We find in our organization giving people the ability to make decisions, support their decisions within parameters, give them decision-making guidelines, but empower them to make those decisions, and you'll find that people are much happier and enjoy their work that much more.
It is an investment in the investment in retaining your workers and training your workforce is going to pay the ROI on that pretty extraordinary. So we're going to talk more about that when we continue on the Better Business Roundtable. Short time out. More after this. Don't go away.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily, but there's a whole slew. How many are in a slew? 40 used vehicles, pre-owned vehicles that come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Not just GMCs, not even just Buicks. 2019 Mazda 3 sedan with the preferred package was $28,650, now $25,999. Silverado's a 2017 1500 that was $38,590, now $35,999. Both come with that lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, we are a resource today for any business owner, manager that is looking to retain employees in our Better Business Roundtable today. Joined monthly by a team of experts that help you sort through all the challenges you face in running and owning a company. Tom McDougall from High Point Networks is here. Chad Flanagan with Ide Bailey. Dan Stoller from Starion Bank and Tyler Levington with Onstead Twitchell. We also have a podcast, by the way, where we expand on some of these topics, and this will be the subject of our newest podcast as well because it is darn important. Advancement opportunities, Tom. Talk a little bit about how you handle that within High Point Networks.
Well, so we were talking about this on the break, right? So there are some organizations where advancement opportunities mean a different title or a different territory or a different, you know, pick your different. in our world, we don't really have that so much, right? I mean, you're either, I mean, you can kind of go through the, you know, a tech one, tech two, that type of thing. But really an advancement opportunity to me is really something that doesn't have a title. It's something that I've gone out and worked for, and now I'm being trusted with a bigger project. I'm being trusted by bigger customers. I've gone out and taken advantage of the training that's available, and now I've become an expert on something else, which puts me in a different position to maybe move from a 3 to a 4 level, something like that. And quite honestly, if we tried to put titles on all of those things, we'd have to have a way bigger HR department because we would have to come up with new job descriptions and all this other kind of stuff. So we prefer to kind of follow that theme where it doesn't take a title to be a leader, and you don't need a title to be advanced. I mean, you can be advanced at doing anything that you want. So that's our approach.
And how does that fill the bucket of your workforce?
Well, we really haven't had a whole lot of challenge with that, other than a few cases where somebody's really wanted to grow beyond what we do. And quite honestly, what we do in that case is we just wave the checkered flag. I mean, we want that last interaction with High Point as a team member to be a really good one, because sometimes it doesn't always work out when the grass looks greener on the other side, and we welcome them back with open arms when that's the case. And if on the flip side, if we were kind of jerks about it, how many would ever want to come back? You know, so that's where we're at.
Advice from one of our listeners to say, make your HR person more like a college advisor instead of just a filter. What do you think of that idea, Chad?
Yeah, I think it's such an important part of the culture and the retention. Make sure that HR team is viewed as a helpful resource, not as an adversarial. So I think we certainly have a team like that and can play a big part in this. I really agree with what Tom's saying about, you know, advancement opportunities being something that's not always coming with a title or a lot of pomp and circumstance. Sometimes it's just, you get asked to lead a process or a team, and that's certainly an opportunity that these people look to run with. So it might be something about researching a new marketplace or something that doesn't come with a title but can be just as important.
Is that easier, Tyler, when you have a good culture and a good positive vibe around the company?
Absolutely, because I think then you're going to get people who are more willing to kind of step out of the area where they feel safe for what they know and what they do every day. And I think that's where some really great ideas and innovation can come from, when people are willing to say, hey, I have this idea, or hey, I'm in the trenches of this thing every day, and management, you may or may not see this, but there's this thing we can do better. And so I think when you develop a culture of openness and people communicating and leading both up and down the chain of command, there's going to be some real opportunities that come from that.
I just want to add one thing to that. I know this sounds like a joke, and we probably all joke about it, but you've all heard that statement, here, hold my beer, I want to try something. We love that. I mean, we're watching for that. It's like, we have no idea how to fix this. It's like somebody comes up with an idea, and it's like, get out of my way, let me try something. And we love that. That's innovation.
And you encourage that in your employees.
We encourage it, absolutely.
Yeah. Dan, you're nodding your head. What do you want to add to that?
Yeah, so many times we think as upper management we have the solutions. The solutions come from the people who do the job day in and day out. And if you don't listen to them, you're missing out on huge opportunities to gain efficiencies, to get better at the job, to service your customers better. And sometimes it's just a matter of giving the right folks access to the decision makers. One, I think employees really like to be close to the decision maker. They want to have an occasional conversation with the president or the CEO to say, hey, I have this great idea, and then to be recognized for that. Like I said, so many times we're making decisions at 2 or 3 levels above where the job actually gets done.
And what you just described there is, in fact, a culture that's going to retain employees, isn't it?
Correct. You know, people want to be part of the solution.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tyler.
I think people feel valued then, too, of, hey, this, you know, I'm not just the person doing this role. When I have an idea, I know I can put it forward, and that's something that doesn't happen a lot of places. So I think when you put employees in that mindset, you are empowering them, and you're going to hear more of their ideas, and they're going to feel valued and stick around.
This is pro tips on how to build a good culture and ultimately retain your employees, which is just, as we started, extraordinarily important to your bottom line, and not having the constant turnstile of people having to recruit. Fascinating conversation. More on it expanded in our podcast, which will be up soon as well. Thanks to the pros here for joining us, as they do each month, on the Better Business Roundtable. Tyler Lemington, shareholder in business and corporate law attorney at Onstead Twitchell. Dan Stoller, market president for Starion Bank at Fargo. Chad Flanagan, partner in charge at Ide Bailey in the Fargo office. And Tom McDougall from High Point Networks. Thanks, gentlemen.
Yes. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Great conversation. More after this. No, we're gone. We're gone. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.